Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lee Kinnearshield. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
So Lee is president of United Way of Central Missouri. She and her agency are in the heart of a huge fundraising campaign designed to help those who are served by 23 partner agencies.
26.
Yeah, let's not leave anybody out here. 26 partner agencies. So let's do this. Let's walk through first. United Way of Central Missouri's job is here in the Jefferson City area.
You know, the role of United Way is just to create a community where individuals and families thrive and succeed. And we do that through a network of 26 partner agencies that really fit together like a puzzle, where one is leaving off, another picks up to make sure that services are available for the very young, babies to kids, teens, adults, and seniors that want nothing more than to stay independent in their home. So that network works together to make sure that we help feed and shelter and educate and give hope to people that need it.
Sure. Well, and some of the partner agencies maybe have a higher profile in the community than others, such as Salvation Army. What are some others?
Special Learning Center, I think, is obviously has a very, very high profile in our community. Some of our new partners, I think is always worth mentioning, Common Ground Community Building. It's a very small, scrappy agency that does a lot of amazing work. UCP Heartland Gift Center for Independence. You know, Homemaker Healthcare is one that maybe not a lot of people know about until you need the services of that agency by loaning out durable medical equipment. So we really do have a full spectrum from small agencies that are doing amazing work like ABLE, Big Brothers Big Sisters, to the larger agencies of Community Health Center, Compass Health that are more widely recognized.
Sure, sure. Boys and Girls Club.
Exactly.
I mean, you
Boys
can go
and
down.
Girls Club, I know.
You can go down the list. It's an extensive list, and it's amazing to just the outreach all those agencies have.
That's right. You know, the agencies really do fit together like a puzzle. You know, when you hear or you talk with Brian Vogler at Salvation Army, he will talk about a family that comes in and maybe they're in need of shoes. So this sneaker project is a resource for them, a United Way partner agency. If someone needs, they're being served by Common Ground, and there's other resources that Salvation Army could help with. They partner. Big Brothers Big Sisters, when I was fortunate to be there for a number of years, we would reach out to Boys and Girls Club. You know, many of those kids also use the services of Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA, whether there's childcare needs. So they really are a family and they work together. And those agencies are really well versed in what other agencies do as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to pick up that phone and call and be able to really provide just the full spectrum of needs of a person that they're serving.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just finished your Pacesetter campaign a few weeks ago. So let's talk a little bit about what that is. I mean, why do you have a Pacesetter? What does it really mean?
So we identify every year 29 to 30 businesses. We consider Pacesetters. And these are companies that have had a long loyalty to United Way, very supportive of the community in general. And they run an early bird campaign. And so we start that in July. That takes place through July and August. And it helps us just generate excitement and enthusiasm and hit the ground running for the community campaign that we just kicked off. Those companies really have done a lot to support United Way, and it's a way for us to celebrate them and give us that jump start on reaching that overall campaign goal.
Okay, so how did they do?
They did great. They always do.
Okay.
We're really excited to announce that we reached 48% of our campaign goal. This year, our campaign goal is $2.6 million. So that's a very sizable goal. Collectively, the Pacesetters came together and raised $1,255,631. So excited about what they were able to achieve. And it's just a way really to start to raise awareness about the United Way campaign. We kick that off every year, mid-September, and that campaign will run through November. But within the community, you probably can see some of the clock towers that have been popping up, or billboards, just to let the community know that it is once again United Way campaign time.
So let's talk about the clock towers. What in the world is going on there, Lee?
Well, this is something that started several years ago, that United Way always selects a campaign theme. In order to just really demonstrate and market that campaign theme, we want visuals around the community. And so this year, our campaign theme is Back to the Future. And what's more iconic from the Back to the Future movies than the clock tower?
Yeah.
And so companies, Pacesetter companies, as well as United Way agencies and other businesses, decorate a clock tower to show their support of United Way.
So you mentioned that Thursday, you kicked off your general campaign. So how does that look like? I mean, what will community members see as part of that?
So for many businesses, this is the time where they're going to receive a visit from a campaign leadership team member that's going to go out and talk to them about about United Way. You know, while Pacesetters obviously helped us raise 48% of the campaign goal, we've got a ways to go to reach that $2.6 million goal. So that's going to come from 360 businesses plus in this community and individual donors who support United Way. Now the phase that we shift into is community campaign, where we'll be making personal visits and asks and talking to businesses and their employees about why supporting United Way is so important.
So with these watchtowers that are around the community, I'm assuming there's a little bit of a competition as far as how elaborate they are, and how did that all turn out?
There is. So we, those that put out a clock tower can enter into a competition, and there's five categories that they're judged upon. Okay. We've got a committee that makes those selections. And so we have selected MIB, Midwest Independent Bank, as the most United Way, the most unique Farm Bureau. So if anyone drives by Missouri Farm Bureau, you will see that their clock tower lights up as well.
Nice.
That's kind of cool. And these companies are really taking these clock tower competition, they're taking it up a notch.
Right.
Really getting involved with this. Another one that lights up as well is the most decorated winner, and that is Jefferson Bank. So if anyone has seen that, it actually has lights that go up to the Jefferson Bank clock tower.
Wow.
Encourage people to drive by and see that. Our most Back to the Future themed one is Osage Ambulance. And that is a company that Osage Ambulances is so supportive of United Way. They do a great job every year with this competition. And the McFlyest. We had to tie back in the campaign theme. So the McFlyest, or the coolest, is going to Hitachi Energy. Theirs actually rotates, is 3D. It is worth seeing. If there's any way you can get into the lobby of Hitachi Energy, highly encourage people to check that one out.
All right. Wow. That sounds fascinating. So obviously there's a lot of excitement in the community about the campaign starting. But let's say you're working in a company that maybe hasn't developed a relationship with United Way, or you're an individual, how can you connect with United Way to join in the fund?
So the best way is really to call the United Way Central Missouri office at 573-636-4100. You know, during campaign time, well, obviously we're trying to raise contributions to support our partner agencies, but I have always felt that the education about what these agencies do is equally as important. So we would love the opportunity to come out and speak to someone, whether that's an individual, whether that's a company, to help communicate how you can support United Way and what that gift means to those that you're living next door to.
I think that's always been a very fascinating, impactful part there, when you have the partner agency who can really share what they have seen, what they're experiencing, and what they're trying to do with an office full of people. And it's always very interesting to see in an office setting, when you start talking about it, how members of the office maybe, or your friends, really are affected or served by these different partner agencies. And it really, it raises the value there of why you should work and contribute.
That's exactly right, Gary. You know, over 100,000 people's lives were touched by United Way agencies last year. So that's one in three in our community. And when you do go out and speak and people understand that I've already benefited by some of these services without even realizing it, or the resources are available, you know, 4 years ago, I had hip surgery and was in need of some accommodations to be able to go through that healing process. Homemaker Healthcare, United Way partner agency, loans out durable medical equipment. And so, you know, you don't know when you're going to be in that situation, or someone that you're caring for is. You know, Special Learning Center does amazing work. But when you have a child that's born and needs the services, it's amazing that we have a resource like that here.
Absolutely.
In Jefferson City. And so when we do speak, that's what we hear. People will say, hey, I benefited by this agency, didn't realize that it was supported through United Way, or they did, but they're really willing and open about sharing their experience.
Yeah. You know, and I find it interesting too, a big emphasis is not necessarily the size of the donation, but it's just to begin, right? Just your share.
It is. And that is what I love about United Way. It is that collective spirit when we all come together. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that $1.32 is all it takes to provide a lunch and a dinner through the Salvation Army Center of Hope. A dollar a week, so $52 a year, can provide 13 home-delivered meals to a senior citizen.
Wow.
So when you think about how far those dollars are stretched, and I think that just is a testament to that power of collaboration and how efficient our agencies are. You know, they really work very, very hard to provide services at the lowest cost possible and utilize those donations in very, you know, appropriate ways, and they're accountable to the donor.
I think that's another great service that United Way provides, is that it is is working with the agencies to ascertain how the money is going to be used, what programs it would provide, things like that. Talk a little bit about that process.
Right. I think that's probably the process that the agencies may not enjoy the most. So early in the wintertime, they fill out an application again. So they provide information, the financials over the last year, you know, they provide an audit. We're looking at how they utilize the donation provided through United Way, what their outcomes were. And at that point, this is all volunteer driven. So volunteers are reviewing that information. They're meeting with the agency staff, with the agency board to make a recommendation for funding for the following year. It's not United Way staff deciding where the funds are going. It is volunteers that represent the community they're helping with that process.
Yeah.
And it can be intimidating for an agency.
Sure.
But it also allows us to stand in a confidence when we talk to the public and say, those agencies are, I don't want to say scrutinized every year, but they're heavily screened to make sure that the dollars are used as we're telling the public that they are.
Yeah, which just makes it that much, it gives so much more confidence to those who are donating that the money is being used the way that it's intended to be given.
Exactly. And I think fund allocation is a really great introduction for people that want to learn more about United Way because you are very early in that process with helping make financial decisions. And then that's how we determine the campaign goal.
During that fund allocation, are there times where you have to say, well, this area that you're looking at, maybe we're kind of rich in that area. Maybe there's another area where your ministry or your mission could shift.
Very much so. That happens. You know, even when I was with Big Brothers Big Sisters, this is a group of volunteers that have various expertise. So they can provide guidance too and suggestions for ways to maybe operate more efficiently or other areas. If we were struggling in a certain area, they could give you a recommendation for how to connect with the right individuals or look at other funding sources that might be needed. But that's exactly right. They are really the voice of the donor is what I perceive them as.
Yeah.
They're making sure that those dollars are used in the most efficient and accountable way.
Your campaign has just started, the general campaign. There is an end to it, right?
That's right. November 21st.
All right. So at that point, you'll reveal whether or not you made the goal, exceeded the goal. What happens if you exceed the goal?
So when we exceed the goal.
All right. Let's say when.
There you go. Well, when we do that, and this has happened a number of times, that the United Way Central Missouri, our commitment is to our partner agencies. Obviously, that's why we determine that goal. Mm-hmm. But anything that we raise in excess, we have been turning back within the community as well in the way of community support grants. So those grants have gone to partner agencies and they've gone to non-partner agencies.
Okay.
We were excited last year, exceeding the campaign goal. Early this summer, we provided a grant to Special Olympics and Habitat for Humanity. We also were able to provide a lot of grants in our outlying community. United Way serves 9 counties, but we want to make sure that we have an impact in those 9 counties as well.
Yeah.
Most of those agencies are located here, but we provided 6 grants down to the lake area. And so in Phelps County, really just trying to broaden that reach.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens when we exceed the campaign goal. That means money for our partners, they can apply for these grants as well as non-partner agencies.
For someone who's listening, maybe share one story that's really touched your heart about how a partner agency has really had an impact on a person's life.
Gosh, I can think of a lot, but I'm just going to take it back to my own personal experience, you know, being an agency director and being a mentor. And Big Brothers Big Sisters at the time received about nearly 40% of the operating budget from United Way contributions. And I was matched with a little, and we spent time together from second grade through high school graduation and beyond. But she had a lot of struggles in her life. No one in her family had ever graduated high school. Fortunately, due to the support through United Way funding, we spent many, many years together. She did graduate from high school. So did her siblings that followed. And just changing that path for their life was pretty impactful. But that agency, Big Brothers Big Sisters, would not exist without United Way funding, without that stability that it provides. So I think about what that meant, that gift, that donation trickles through to Big Brothers Big Sisters. It helped a young girl be able to really believe in herself and graduate from high school. Doug Hagenhoff, one of our campaign co-chairs, talks about how one of his cousins was affected by a fire in a very, very serious way and actually lost his children through this fire. But Red Cross stepped up and was there to help provide some guidance to the mom as she was navigating such a tremendous loss and helping her get back on her feet. Special Learning Center, you know, they're helping kids learn to walk.
Yeah.
when they thought they never could. Dreams to Reality, she has shared a story about one of their clients who had been a nurse, and she ended up becoming addicted to medication and ended up in prison, but eventually got out of prison and found Dreams and helped fit her for her interview at clothing and worked with her. And now she is very successful and self-sustaining. So you just think about all these things that happen with the donation to United Way. It really is impactful. Another one that comes to mind is through Rape and Abuse Crisis Service. They have a partnership that's through a grant with United Way. But if someone moves out of the shelter, either through Rape and Abuse Crisis Service or Salvation Army, they are provided with a bed for their new home. Yeah. So that's something that many of us may take for granted.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're moving out of a shelter and you have limited means, for a child to have their own bed is something many kids don't have. And so just the impact that that makes. And Angela Hirsch will talk about how one little boy that moved out of the shelter was so excited that he finally had his own bed.
Oh, my.
And the stories just repeat themselves throughout the community. How many families, you know, through Salvation Army or Catholic Charities, when someone needs food and they can go in and shop off their healthy choice food pantry, make the choices off the shelf themselves through their point system. There's just something that is so dignified about that.
Yeah.
So I could go on and on about the amazing stories I've heard or what I've witnessed, but it's just, it really is incredible what that donation to United Way does provide.
I think that's it exactly. The need is there clearly, right? And the opportunity to help address that need is there. So what are some ways that someone who's listening can best help United Way and its partner agencies address those needs?
I think two ways. You know, obviously, right now we're in campaign time. So we're thinking about meeting that campaign goal to be able to provide the much needed support to our partners. So a financial contribution is critical. But all of these agencies operate with very limited staffing as well. And so that volunteer component, you know, what someone could do by getting involved with an agency, even getting involved with United Way. We're always looking for volunteers within the office. We're a pretty small staff. So any way you can get that firsthand experience with the United Way partner agency just betters this community. So I would say two ways, volunteering and considering a financial contribution to a partner agency.
All right. Well, we'll put some of that information in our show notes. So definitely check that out. And Lee, congratulations on the campaign kicking off and good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.